From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, August 30th, 2017. I'm Philip Graham. At the top of the news, Anthony Peduccia is reporting in the Columbia Green Media that the Decatur Town Board is considering a vote on whether to accept as sufficient the sound agricultural practice letter presented to them by hog farmer Jason Watts or seek more information for its investigation. A special meeting of the board about the farm and the ongoing litigation against Watts and property owner Mark Madow was scheduled to take place on Monday, August the 28th, but it was postponed indefinitely. Town Supervisor Dan Benoit said on Tuesday, and I quote, "We don't know whether there's going to be an appeal filed. We're going to wait to see if it gets filed, and if it doesn't, then we'll set a date," end quote. Town Board member Doug Ostrander, the Infantino family, and the McGriffit family filed the lawsuit over the placement of pig pens on Madow's property on Mountain Avenue. The plaintiffs, including Ostrander, allege they have been subjected to health risks posed by noxious odors and potential water contamination from the animals. Following an investigation, the State Department of Agriculture inspectors ruled in favor of Watts. The state concluded the farm does not pose hazards to health or the environment and described the operation as, and I quote, sound, end quote. The board must now decide if the letter is sufficient or if more information is needed for their investigation. Benoit said he does not know if Ostrander will vote on the question or not. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The town of Greenport is considering a law that would give qualifying military veterans and their families exemptions on real property taxes. The proposed law would provide wartime veterans a maximum property tax exemption of $36,000 and a maximum exemption of $60,000 for veterans who serve in combat zones. The law would also apply to parents of children killed in the line of duty during wartime as well. Gary Flattery, executive director of the Columbia County Veterans Services Department, said half of the towns in Columbia County already offer the maximum exemptions. He said every school district in the county except for New Lebanon offers some level of property tax relief for veterans. The County Board of Supervisors unanimously passed the law on March the 8th, establishing the maximum allowable exemption for veterans effective in 2019. The Greenport Town Board will hold a public hearing on the proposed law, 6:55 p.m. on Wednesday, September the 6th, at Town Hall, 600 Town Hall Drive. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media that State Bridge Authority Chief of Staff Thomas Scaglione said this week work on the walkway that will connect the Olana State Historic Site in Greenport and the Thomas Cole Historic Site in Catskill on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge is progressing and on time. A 4-foot-wide sidewalk is being replaced and rehabilitated. The total cost of the project, including the sidewalk phase and the construction of scenic outlook points, is $5.4 million. The viewing platforms will be 10 feet deep and 50 feet long. The sidewalk project is part of Governor Andrew Cuomo's statewide infrastructure investment plan. To celebrate the project, the Cole House, Olana, the Bridge Authority, and the organization Historic Bridges of the Hudson Valley will host the first sidewalk arts festival featuring special events at both historic sites on Sunday, September the 24th. The Cole House's annual Community Day will be held the same day. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 74 degrees. For Wednesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 56. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms also possible after 10 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 74 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 45. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 66 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 44. Sunrise today was at 6:18 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:32 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, about 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 30th day of August 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.